All Quiet on the Western Front, read by Josh Billiard. I'm sitting by Kenrick's bed. He's failing more and more visibly. There's a lot of to-ing and fro-ing around us. A hospital train has come in and they're sorting out any of the wounded that can be moved. A doctor goes past Kenrick's bed and he doesn't even look at him. Next time round, friends, I tell him. He lifts himself up on one elbow propped against the pillow. I've amputated my leg. So now he has realised after all. I nod, and by way of a response, I say, "Well, you want to be glad that you got away with that?" He doesn't say anything. I carry on talking. "Well, it could have been both your legs, Franz. Vegler lost his right arm. That's a lot worse. And it means you'll go home." He looks at me. "Do you think so?"
"Of course I do."
He says it again. "Do you think so?" "Of course you will, Franz. You just have to recover from the operation." He signals to me to come a bit closer. I lean over him and he whispers,
"I don't reckon I will." "Don't talk such rubbish, Franz. You'll see yourself that I'm right in a couple of days. It's not such a big thing having a leg amputated. They patch up a lot of worse things here."
He lifts his hand.
Just have a look at my fingers. "That's all because of the operation. You just get a decent amount of grub into you, and then you'll pick up again. Are they feeding you properly?"
He points to a dish, but it's still half full. I begin to get worked up.
"Franz, you've got to eat. Eating is the main thing, and the food's pretty good here.